Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
It's finally here.
Long weekend? Oh, no, it's only Wednesday. Don't do that to me.
The long weekend?
Why am I here? It's Saturday. Start of the NHL season.
Oh, well, that's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Jets don't start till tomorrow night. They're on the road in Boston, but the NHL officially starts today. So we've got a lot of cool things planned for today regarding the NHL and just getting ready, Rena. Get ready for another sports 8 months.
Baseball playoffs.
Yeah.
NFL. Mm-hmm. NHL.
Love it. Great month. Okay, we got Steel Panther tickets to give away this morning. We also have tickets to give away to go see the NBA exhibition game coming up with the Timberwolves and the Bulls. We have toys for boys at 8:20. It's a busy show. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Here we go. NHL officially back. It is back. It is back. It is back. It is what we Canadians really kind of lean on to get us through winters. And part of me still wishes it would start in kind of late September rather than, closer to mid-October. Because that way we can get the Stanley Cup over with in early June.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Because, I mean, I can tell already, now looking at it now, I'm like, all right, we got, 9 months of hockey. And then I'm kind of already looking, I'm like, yeah, the Stanley Cup should be handed out in mid-June. I'm going, wow, Jesus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a ways away.
It seems a little late, but you know what? It's opening night. I'm having a hard time finding anything to complain about.
Oh, no.
Hockey is here.
But listen, this is an interesting question, I think, for both of you. But, Rena, let's start with you. What do you think is an appropriate amount of time to watch hockey within a week? No, I'm serious. And I'm asking because I love NFL football,
yeah.
But it's reserved for Sundays. Like it's an all day Sunday thing, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of mix it in with the barbecue and the kids and running around and stuff, but it's a Sunday thing. It's a 1 day a week type thing where hockey, you can get any night of the week. Any night of the week, there's a hockey game on, and good games on, too. So do you kind of reserve it for, I'm just going to watch Jet games, or I'm just going to watch the highlight games, or I'm just going to watch on this night, or...
Well, I mean, obviously, watch your team's favorite games. But, I mean, if I was, like, married to a sportsy guy, and I was trying to limit his hockey-ness...
Which will never happen with
him. No. But I was trying to limit how much hockey was, I don't know, three days a week or something.
All right. Acceptable because I mean, then you can throw hockey
night
in Canada. One night hockey, you can throw hockey night in Canada in there on Saturday nights, obviously, which is like the big kind of big one for Canadians. What about you, Phil? What's it like? Because you're a big Habs fan, so you're watching every Habs game, so you're watching at least 82 of them.
But Phil watches a game every day, hey?
Well, it's hard. I try, like when the Habs play, I'm going to watch it. When the Jets play, I'm going to watch it. Whether it's live or
that's now we're up to 164.
That's what's changed in my life with the two kids, and our jobs are pretty busy. So sometimes we're out at night and stuff doing whatever. So it's that. But the PVR really helps. Or back in the day, you'd record the game on your VHS. But I'm gonna watch those games, whether I watch them live or not. Sometimes that doesn't always work out. For example, the Habs and Leafs play tonight. That's a game I would, before kids, I would never miss that live, but my wife has got some night classes that she's taking, so she's out.
Right.
Well, priority one's getting the kids bathed and getting them ready for bed, so the game will be on in the background, but I will sit down and watch that around 8 o'clock
tonight.
You're
also guilty of watching the same game more than once, Phil.
I do fall under that.
See, that's the hardcore fan. Honestly, that's the hardcore fan. The average fan, the guy who has the favorite team, he'll watch the game once.
He'll watch his team.
Even to the point where he won't even watch it after. If he's not watching it live, he'll catch the score.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there are some special cases, like Phil Aubrey, where it's like, no, I'm watching that game no matter what.
Okay, wait, maybe I watch an inordinate amount of sports, okay? Because
then I'll say.
Yeah,
shocking news.
I guess, yeah.
All right, 6:13, the NHL is back. We're happy to have it back in your home of hockey on Sportsnet doubleheader tonight, all Canadian matchup, which is going to be fantastic. 6:13, what's trending coming up next in HBO? May have knocked another one out of the park. Hang on.
And now,
what's trending?
All right. Like, listen, we talked about it numerous times on this show that TV is starting to kind of take over for movies as far as being, the it thing to do. Instead of watching, a 2.5-hour movie, why not watch a series that's going to take you 8 or 12 episodes deep into a really, really good story that's well-directed with good players and good writing.
Yep.
And HBO, a lot of these cable companies have been knocking it out of the park lately between AMC and Netflix and just all this really good original programming. And HBO, I'd say, was kind of the originator as far as doing that really kind of raw storytelling on television.
You say that, when you go back to Sopranos.
Sopranos, stuff like that, yeah. And I'm kind of hoping they've done it again. Have a listen to this. This is the opening few lines of a trailer called Vinyl. And it looks like it's going back to the 70s and 80s. Scorsese and Mick Jagger are behind this one, okay? Have a quick listen.
Think back to the first time you heard a song that made the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. Made you want to dance. Or go out and kick somebody's ass. That's what I'm talking about.
So HBO has this new show called Vinyl, which it looks like the inner workings of the beginning of the punk scene. Maybe they'll you know, go into CBGB a little bit in New York and some of these places, and just the origins of kind of club scenes and rock and roll. And it looks, it's a good trailer. I just really hope that the whole series is good, because I really want to believe that they can come out with a good rock and roll story.
I'm excited. Yeah, because when you watch movies like Almost Famous and any kind of movie that takes you back to the 70s and 60s
is that Olivia
and
Wilde?
80s.
I don't know who all the players are in this one as far as actors, but there are some familiar faces, that's for sure.
It's got the right people making the show, though.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay, one of the biggest questions leading up to David Letterman's final show, our final run as late show host, was whether Jay Leno would make an appearance on the final show and say goodbye. Well, Leno did not, and we've been wondering why. I mean,
well, from what I understood, because Leno's last show, he had reached out to Letterman. Letterman said, no, that's your night. You do your thing. I don't want to come in and mess it up.
There we go. Rena, your story.
No, wait, is that what it was?
Yeah, that was
Oh, really?
What it was.
Okay.
Well, Letterman, I mean, this is the first time Leno has actually spoken publicly about it, I guess. That's why this is a story. And he says, because basically what Wheeler just said, they had asked Letterman to make an appearance on his, when he left the Tonight Show in 2014.
Right.
They won 10 seconds out of
just
Letterman.
Just a quick little, hey there.
And he said, no. So Leno basically was like, well, why would I come on your final show then?
Right.
Yeah. You could kind of understand where Leno's coming from. Yeah.
Tonight is the season premiere of American Horror Story Hotel. So that's on FX. And Lady Gaga's in this one. And Ryan Murphy has announced that he has asked her to come back for next season. This is what I found interesting, is that Ryan Murphy actually based this entire season on a supposed haunted hotel that you might remember was in the news in 2013, the Cecile Hotel in downtown LA. Do you remember hearing that story about that girl who was found in the water tank on the roof, her dead body?
Vaguely.
Yeah, because I remember reading this story. It was really gruesome. People staying at the hotel were complaining the water tasted funny.
Right.
So the janitor went to the tank and they found a corpse in there, and it was this Asian foreign exchange student. Well, they have video of the elevator in the hotel of her before she died. And, like, she looks possessed. She looks like she's speaking to something, like there's ghosts there. The elevator is going crazy, too. The door is opening and closing and opening and closing. You can watch the full video, and it's weird. Mm-hmm. So people, anyway, this hotel has blown up now because of American Horror Story, and tons of people are flocking there trying to stay in the room that she had, which the hotel has banned. But there's tons of people asking to stay on her floor and go in the hotel. They're even doing tours of the upstairs roof where the water tank is, where they found her body.
You know, that's not weird. They do tours of the Fort Garry here every Halloween about that very Romeo Juliet type story that happened here, right here in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me that people want to go check out where somebody died if the hotel's haunted.
Sure.
Like the Roslyn Square,
I had no idea the show was actually based on this hotel. Like, I didn't realize that.
You know what? I know you've been a fan of the whole American Horror series.
Yeah.
I may actually give this one a go.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to give this one a crack. I've got room in my
TV. You guys would have a show, because it's always Game of Thrones and Suits. And you guys had Sons of Anarchy, but it'd be nice to have a show.
I think if you watch this one, you'll end up going back and watching all of them.
I'm just afraid that Rena's going to bail halfway through, like she does on everything else.
No, you've been on this
one
for a while.
I've been on this one, yeah. Yep. The only one I haven't seen is the very first season I never watched.
And Kathy Bates, this is the second one that she's in, right? Because Kathy Bates was also in the circus one, the circus freak one, wasn't
Kathy Bates is in most of them.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah, she was also in the Coven one, which is the witch one that was before that.
She's kind of the mainstay throughout all of them.
Yeah, they have a lot of characters that are always actors that are always back but playing completely different roles. It's really interesting to see how they do. Yeah. Anyway, so it debuts tonight.
That's what's trending. That's on FX too, by the way. So make sure you put a dot on it. Put a dot on it on your PVR. 6:27, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
City traffic.
So I gotta give you credit. Were you the one that kind of started that? Put a dot on it.
My brother said that to me.
My
older brother, Chris, my truck driver brother, he said, he was texting with me, when's your Polar Bear Town show on? And I'm like, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, OLN. Okay, I'll put a red dot on it. And ever since then, I'm like, that sounds kind of cool. I'm stealing that from you, man.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, NBA coming to town. Minnesota Timberwolves and Chicago Bulls. playing MTS Center. Tickets right now, 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. Very simple. You have to identify who this is, Philly.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
I know who that is.
Who it at?
Mm-hmm.
204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. I'll play it one more time just in case you're just tuning in.
Anything's possible.
Who dat?
Right after they won an NBA championship. So there's a hint. Hi, City.
Oh, is it Shaq?
Not Shaq.
Hello?
It's not LeBron James.
Not LeBron James, no. No, LeBron James is, I ain't supposed to be here.
No, yeah.
That was his big line after.
I'm the best. Have I mentioned I'm the best?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Shaquille O'Neal?
Not Shaquille O'Neal, no.
780 City, 780, 2484, NBA tickets up for grabs. An NBA great, that, future Hall of Famer, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Go ahead.
That's Kevin Garnett.
Yeah,
Kevin Garnett is correct. Now, here's the funny thing about Kevin Garnett. So he played for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and he was, man, Minnesota loved Kevin Garnett. He could do no wrong.
Yeah.
Then he's like, I can go to Boston, try and win a championship. And when he did the old, hey, thanks, by the ball. They said, this one's for you, Minnesota. And I'm thinking to myself, no, it's not. That's for you.
I always hate that. If you're an athlete and you listen to the show, don't do that. If you, it was like Ryan Smith. I'm going to win a cup and bring it back to Edmonton.
Well, what's his name? Did the same thing. We're going to bring it back to Winnipeg.
The Eddie Olchuk.
Don't. If you win a championship, do it for the city that you won it in.
Yeah, and the other city, you're just condescending the other city when you do that.
Exactly. What's your name on the phone, by the way?
My name is John.
All right, hang on the line. We'll get some details from you. You're out to see the NBA. Listen, I have a lot of great, great memories of the Palomino Club. I have some very, very vivid memories, some not so vivid memories, some good memories, some bad memories. But I have a lot of them. I think one of them, playing punchy face with 6'8" Doug Brown, running around the Palomino Club, ducking behind people, trying to get him not to find me. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Doing shooters at the bar with John Osterhaus. Puking underneath the bar with John Osterhaus.
I can't say, other than the jokes that go with the Palomino, I can't say I have a ton of emotional attachment to it. I've been a couple of times in my, maybe, you know, half a dozen, but it's not like, oh my God, the Pal, I spent so much time there.
No, but
I'm a Transcona guy, so it's like the Oak.
Right.
You know,
the George.
The Central in Transcona, the Spike, those are my joints, right?
I lived right across the street from the Pal for how long, 3 or 4 years?
Oh, yeah.
When I first moved here.
Did you go a lot?
I went a lot for the hot dogs they sell outside the Pal. I'm not going to lie.
Right, of course. Go get a smoky across the street.
Yeah,
well. See if I run into a cop.
Hey, if I can't find a hot dog inside, I'll find a smoky oats.
But yeah, they had the booty shake Mondays or whatever, and I had a friend who was really broke, so on every Monday she would try to win money so she could pay her rent. So I'd go with her there, and she was from Transcona. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, listen, I think the one of the big things about the Palomino Club is that when they say the world famous Palomino Club, it's kind of true, because any buddies that I have out west or out east and stuff, they ask about the Pal. They're like, hey, if I come to Winnipeg, can we go to the Pal? I've heard nothing but great things.
And I'm worried about this new location, right? It's moving downtown, which...
Yeah, I might change the clientele a little.
For those just tuning in, the reason why we're talking about the Pal is that property got sold. The land got sold. And so
the owner said that there was a developing company that approached them about wanting to build condos there, and they ended up coming up with a deal.
Made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
Yeah, pretty much. So they're saying that they want to move the Pal more, I don't mind that either, because it is a little bit, you know, farther out of the way.
You
want
to park downtown, though?
So having it...
There's got to be something more to this, though. There really is. I mean, let's be honest. The building is aging. I mean, it's not exactly new, and it's got some issues with it. But, I mean, who would want to build a... I mean, it's not exactly the most desirable spot of town. I mean, as far as putting up a condo. Well, I mean, how high of a condo are they putting up? Like a 4-story, 5-story, 1-story, 2-story? Like,
condos
are... It's a few stories, I believe, but...
I think the condo market's hot. You know, you could be
and it's
condos.
Close to Polo Park Mall.
That's true.
You know, that's kind of a big area, especially once all the roads are finally done and the construction's out of there. You know, it's going to be a huge shopping. That's the shopping district, somewhat. Close to Keniston.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you're kind
close
of in the
downtown.
Middle of downtown.
But
Polo Park,
Will, if the Pal does move downtown, which it sounds like it could, will that affect its current clientele's...
Yeah,
Will that attract a different clientele?
Yeah.
Concert goers, Jets game goers?
Well, I think, I like the way they're thinking about opening it up into a pub as well, so you can actually get, you know, have access to it during the day.
Right.
Which is not a terrible idea.
Get a good seat for the Cougar for the Cougar party that's coming later.
And if it's a club,
later.
They're going to have to start serving food there and stuff.
Right. If somebody from the Palomino is listening, any of the Paul family, you got to keep the sign.
Transplant
that sign and put it, wherever you're going. If you're going to 323 Portage, like the old four-play location, put up the sign. The sign is iconic.
Even if you got to throw it inside.
That has to go outside. That sign is
iconic.
Think
of how huge four-play is. There's that mass open space where they had that huge screen. It would look cool inside all lit up.
Look way cooler on Portage Avenue.
Yeah.
I could see that,
I wonder if there's certain rules or regulations about having that sign sticking out like that, like Portage. Like, you never know.
You can put it up high enough.
Maybe.
I'd love to see it on Portage. I think that would look great, for people who are visiting the city. You got MTS Center, this giant, cool looking club right across the street.
Palomino Club.
Yeah.
And then park here right next to it. Right. All the neon signs that go with downtown. Yeah. Anyways, so from what you were saying this morning, if I was listening correctly, it's going to be
January 1st. They close.
Oh, man. So that sounds like that's the place to go for New Year's Eve.
You're right.
That's going to be the hottest ticket in town, I bet.
Get your final few parties in at the PAL.
Yeah. And then they're hoping by the end of February, I believe, to have something else in place. Like the new PAL. So they're going to do it quick.
1988, that son of a bitch opened.
Wow.
Almost made her 30
Part
years.
Of the heritage of Winnipeg.
Absolutely.
Part of the culture.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, listen, maybe send us your emails. How about that? Because I, as much as I would love to take phone calls about your favorite memories from the PAL, I guarantee you a few of those are going to be sex in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe it's better if we take some emails. Oh, believe it or not, Rena.
I believe it.
The bathrooms are downstairs, right?
I've been in those bathrooms. They ain't pretty.
Really? You've had sex in those bathrooms or just been there?
No, they're a bathroom, so I've peed in them, yes.
Go to the website, 92cityfm.ca, and drop us an email. City FM, world-class rock, 720. Wheeler in the morning, Philly and Rena.
Rain today, thunderstorms, about 5 millimeters of shower starting this afternoon. 12 is the high. We're at 3 degrees right now.
Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we've got the Steel Panther tickets. We've already given away NBA tickets. More of those to give away throughout the week.
All right.
Steel Panther this morning.
God, they're good. I giggle every time.
And Toys for Boys at 8:20.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great episode of Polar Bear Town last night, by the way.
Oh, hey, thank
my,
you.
My wife and mother and I all sat down and watched.
You guys don't have to gather around the TV every Tuesday. Look, I appreciate the support.
It brings
really
our
do.
Family together. Polar Bear Town.
Okay, thank you.
No, listen,
with all due respect, he's more excited than I am about this.
Did you even watch it last night, Phil?
It's on the TV. I've seen all the episodes. I love this. Listen, I'm not a reality TV guy at all, really. So I don't have anything to compare this to, but I like it. I mean, the writing is good. They add a little bit of drama. They kind of connect you to the animals a little bit and to the guides and the humans. And I still love the fact that you watch the show and you see Manitoba license plates.
That's the part for me. The local angle, the fact that it's in Churchill, somewhere I've never been in Manitoba, that really is one of the... I don't know if I call it hidden treasures, because people come from all over the world to see
On
Churchill.
On the edge of the Canadian Arctic.
Hey, you sound like that narrator.
He's good.
Just watch yourself. That's his line, okay?
The narrator is good.
That's his. But no, yeah, the local angle of it, the Churchill, Manitoba thing, is really slick.
Those bears are huge. Man, they're awesome.
Yeah, when you see them next to those Eskimo dogs, as they call them, that's when you get a good appreciation for how big they are, because there's like 10 dogs the size of one bear.
By the way, the one character on the show, the sheriff,
pretty close.
Brian, the sheriff, he actually, there's this endangered species of dog called the Eskimo dog, and he's got this sanctuary where he feeds them pounds and pounds of food. Check out the show.
Mm-hmm.
Polar Bear Town,
Tuesdays.
OLN.
Tuesdays, 8 o'clock, OLN, yep.
I screwed up yesterday. God damn.
And with the wife?
No. Oh. Well, no. My wife says, "Well, you had a blonde moment, didn't you?" And I said, "I wouldn't want to offend blondes with how stupid this was." So yesterday I went for lunch down at the waterfront at SIBO. Mm-hmm. That's the one that's right behind that little boutique hotel.
Yeah.
Right on the water. Yep. Really good spot. And I parked. And I'm fancy because I don't have to put quarters in the parking machine. I've got the app on my phone.
Yeah.
And I was with Mark and Erica, and I was like,
from the TV side of City TV.
Yeah. So I'm trying to show off to Erica. Yeah, we have the app on our phone. Do you have that in Toronto? Mm-hmm. That's where she's from, right? So I'm trying to rub it in her face, and I can just punch in my location here. Doot 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 doot. Parked.
Yeah.
No problem. So we come out of the restaurant, and there's a ticket on my vehicle. I'm like, what the hell? I realized that I was at that moment that I was driving my mother-in-law's car that day and not my own.
Oh, because so you punched in the wrong plate?
The app is connected to my license plate, right? So everything's already in. All I just have to punch in my location. So can I I don't want to say get off on this parking ticket.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I could, right? As long as I show the receipt, like, hey, I actually did pay for it.
Once you explain that you live with your mother-in-law and you were driving her vehicle,
they'll feel right bad for you.
They'll be like, buddy, here's money from us. Yeah. Here, we're going to give you a couple grand. Go get an apartment.
Free parking downtown just to get out of the house for a little while.
Yeah.
But then that should be okay, right? Because I did pay for the parking. Yeah. I just had the wrong vehicle there.
I haven't been
so
over.
So was this like a city ticket or a parking, like the parkade?
No, it was a city ticket.
Yeah, but you're gonna have to wait 2 years to fight that. Fighting a ticket takes forever.
Well, at least you're not paying it.
Yeah, you'll plead, not guilty, and then you'll get a letter in like 2 months that'll say, next year, come down to the court, and then you go down, they'll be like, okay, you want to fight it? Okay, then come back next year.
If I was stupid rich, I'd get like the best attorneys in town to fight my parking tickets. How funny would that be? You got like Harvey Specter or whatever. Fighting all my
Lewis list.
Yeah.
This 35 ticket is ridiculous. Anyways.
How much was the ticket?
I don't know. I didn't even check. I think it was probably like $35. And then it's cheaper if you pay it right away, and then more expensive if you wait.
That's super cheap. Just pay it.
No, I already paid for the parking.
It's a principle.
I'm not going to give the government more money.
What's your time worth? If you got to go down there and fight it, and then you're going to have to pay to park to go fight your ticket, you're going to end up paying everything, you know what I mean?
I used to collect parking tickets, and I hate it. I've been really good lately about not getting parking tickets, and I was like, ah, no! So I don't want this one on my record.
Right.
I'm going to go fight it. Hey, listen, have I been, and Rena, you're the Alberta girl, so I'll ask you first, but have I been talking a little bit too much about Fort McMurray lately? I got accused of that yesterday.
You've been talking about Fort Mac more than normal, but I don't know. You don't bring it up. Without reason. You're not just talking about
Fort McMurray, here's what's going on. I grew up there for the better part of 16
God,
years.
Can you shut up about Fort Mac already?
We know you grow
God,
up there.
Grew up there junior hockey.
The weirdest thing about when he mentioned this, I thought about it last night, and I was kind of like, I have been going through, like, I think I'm getting to that age where I'm kind of reflecting on things that happened earlier in my life and why I am the way I am
we
today.
We all get there. Yep.
Right. So, and growing up before my parents was weird because literally, like, the generation that I grew up with, we were the first generation of kids that grew up there. Like, anyone older than us, the generation before us, they weren't from Fort McMurray. Everyone kind of gathered there in the late 70s and created this community that was cut out of the middle of the bush.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up there was about 35,000 people, and it was a very transient city, and it's a very male-dominated city. I think it was about 65-70% were males.
A lot of those Alberta towns are like that.
Yeah, so I mean, very heavy in the oil, very heavy labor, that kind of stuff. And my parents moved from Cornwall, Ontario, all the way out, and they chased the oil for 25 years in Fort McMurray. And I have very, very vivid memories of certain things that happened in my youth. And one of them in particular, I think I've actually traced my sense of humor back to this one moment. Because the sense of humor in Fort McMurray is very unique.
Mm-hmm.
It's very male-oriented, very male-driven. You got a bunch of guys who are working 12-hour shifts out in the middle of nowhere in northern communities. And, Rena, you've dated guys like this. I mean, they go a little stir-crazy, right?
Oh, big time, especially when they pull the big shifts. They get back, and they're weird, and they're mean, and they're...
It's different.
Like, the dirty mouth and swears and gross, and, like, it's just... Ugh. That's why they get the name Rig Pigs, right?
Yeah, because a buddy of mine called Fort Mac and said it's like prison, man. You go up there, you change as a man.
Well, there's...
Absolutely, I've been told that lots,
there's one road in and one road out.
Yeah.
That's it. And it's the 56th parallel and north, so where the plant is, Syncrude and Suncor. So I have this very vivid memory of a joke. I'd heard jokes before, but this was like the first dirty, gross joke that I had ever heard.
Yeah.
And I have a very vivid memory of this. I was waiting for my father to get off the bus because they bus guys in and out of the plant because it was about an hour north of the city. And I remember my dad getting off the buses one day, and he got off with this guy who was staying in the area forever, whoever, how long. I'd never seen the guy before. And we're walking along, and I was like, hey, Dad, blah, blah, blah. I think it was about 9 or 10. And this guy proceeds to tell my father this joke, which I am within earshot of. And I remember my father going, the look on his face was just, like, of pure shock after this joke was
good.
Hang on. Okay. So like, his jaw literally, like, dropped. Like, and I remember my dad saying, hey, buddy, I'll race you home. So I take off, and I guarantee you my father turned around to him and says, are you effing kidding me? You tell a joke like that in front of my kid? And I remember the joke verbatim.
Yeah.
Because I remember trying to analyze it going, He said it was a joke, but I really don't find it that funny. Mm-hmm. And years later, I tried to process this joke, and it's just one of the most, and it stuck with me. It stuck with me like a bad memory.
Yeah.
And it's not.
I hope this joke is good. There's a big build up to it. Well,
here's the thing. I will tell the joke, but I'm not going to tell it now. There's too many sensitive ears listening. Mm-hmm. It's a joke that people need warning before I tell this joke. And I'm willing to share it. It's not a very funny, it's still not funny.
Yeah.
It's not a very, it's just flat out gross. Pick on anybody. It doesn't, put anyone, no one will be offended by this aside from the fact that it's just gross. And I'm pretty sure the guy made it up himself.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it originated from at the plant in Fort McMurray. Long 12-hour shifts, staying at camp. I'm pretty sure this is where it originated from.
So when are you gonna lay it on us?
Where's this joke?
I will. How about this time Friday?
Okay.
Between 7:30 and 7:40 on Friday.
Sure.
Is that enough warning for everybody, or should we like do it like a full week in advance?
I think 2 days is fine.
Yeah, 2 days.
I'm not sure I can handle teasing it for the whole week.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the worst, most disgusting joke you've ever heard in your life. Friday morning is when I'll tell. I'd love
is
to
this
tell
one
you
of those no. fake jokes. No. I remember you tricked us before with a big joke tease, and then there was no joke.
I knew. I knew.
Do you remember that?
Story.
Story.
Yeah. Story. No, no, no. I got you. That's what it was. Yeah.
No, I remember that one. That was the Raven one.
Oh yes.
About the car car, and not the truck truck. No, no. This is when I say it's a dirty joke. It's not like two white horses fell in the mud. No, no, no. This is legit.
Okay.
This is an actual joke from my memory when I was 9 or 10 years old. And I think after you hear this, it'll explain a lot of why I am.
Okay. By the way, does your brother listen to the show?
My brother? Yeah, out in the West Coast, yeah.
Mike, you know how you asked me to do an intervention to get him to stop telling jokes? We haven't done it yet, and it's never going to work, I don't think.
I'm not taking any credit for this joke, though. None. Yeah.
All right.
7:41, Scoop is coming up next.
Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
Your first choice for all your recreational needs on the water or on the trail with ATVs, side-by-sides, boats, sea-doos, and more.
So Bill Cosby is officially getting sued for sexual assault. A model has accused Bill Cosby of drugging her at the Playboy Mansion in 2008. So that is recent enough that he can, be penalized for it.
What is the time? Because that's 7 years.
I'm not sure. But all the other cases, all the really old cases...
have been at least 20 years, right?
Yeah, and they can't. Yeah. There's nothing they can do about that. But,
so somewhere between 7 and 20 years, we think, is kind of the measuring stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's filed in a federal court in L.A. seeking punitive damages for problems that she's endured since the incident, including mental anguish. The lawsuit is the third filed against Cosby since last year and includes a list of 40 other women who have accused him of sexual misconduct.
If you're Bill Cosby, do you fight that or do you just pay them out? Because I think if you pay them out, you look guilty, but at this point, does it matter?
Well, there's already been video that's come out of a previous case in court where he's admitted to stuff. Like
using
they have
Spanish
audio.
Fly and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, where he's admitted to doing
so
it.
So at this point, he just pays them out?
He's guilty as hell.
Settles out of court?
I think he will.
Probably.
Maybe just to save some face. Mm. There's a lot of paperwork that his people were trying to hide about the court documents and stuff about all these previous accusations that are finally starting to come out to the public. So anyway, just not looking good for Mr. Bill Cosby. Philly, some exciting news for you. Kenny Rogers announced that he's got to mix it up. He says that he's making a brand new Kenny Rogers Christmas album.
Oh, so the Christmas thing.
Okay. Well, I know you love Christmas and Kenny Rogers. Yeah. It's kind of a well, for me anyway. Kenny Rogers reminds me of Christmas. It's a classic Christmas singing guy. You know what I mean? What I think about Kenny Rogers.
If you even go back, like songs like we all know about The Gambler. Everybody likes to sing. That's a good sing-along song. And then you got The Coward of the County.
Yeah.
Reuben James is a great song by Kenny Rogers back in the day.
I love that Geico commercial. You know, playing poker with Kenny Rogers isn't as cool as you think.
Yeah.
So the album is called Once Again, It's Christmas.
Oh, good. I'll buy that.
Kenny Rogers.
He's also announced his retirement, too. So at least he'll have some new material to sing when he's out on tour.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
I go through Christmas music on iTunes. I'll buy any goddamn Christmas song I see. Kenny Rogers.
Twisted Sister.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So American Horror Story Hotel debuts tonight, the new season. Kathy Bates in this one, Lady Gaga in this one. Mm-hmm. And the director, Ryan Murphy, has actually already asked Lady Gaga to come back for next season because I guess she did so well in this one. Like, so I'm looking forward to watching this tonight. And the hotel that the show is based on, it's actually based on a real hotel in downtown L.A. where it's called the Cecil Hotel. And in 2013, there was a really grisly, mysterious death where this Asian exchange student was found floating in the water tank on the top of the hotel. And the reason they found her body was because people staying at the hotel said the water tasted very funny. It's because there was a dead body, you know, composing in the water tank. So they went back and found...
It's got a very dead body taste to it. Yeah. Have you checked the water?
That's so disturbing.
How's that corpse ratio in your water? Have you checked it today?
But anyway, their video had surfaced of the hotel security camera footage of this girl and how she got on the roof. And she walked herself up there and she jumped in that tank. And it's really disturbing because it's like she had a mental break out of nowhere. So a lot of people are saying she was possessed or that there's something to do with the hotel, maybe the room she was staying in. The hotel does not let guests stay in that room anymore because of it, but it's a huge tourist destination now because of the show coming out today. And
I think they should do one on the old Mother Tucker's there, the old Masonic temple downtown.
Mother Tucker's.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Blue agave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks on Tuesday was taking a stroll in New York City in a park when he found an ID for a university student named Lauren. Well, Lauren is very lucky because Tom Hanks, such a nice guy, took a picture of the student ID and threw it up on his Twitter so his millions of followers could find it. And he just said, Lauren, found your ID. Come by my office and I'll give it to you. So she got to go pick it up and meet him just because he found her ID in a park. Yeah. Kind of interesting. Tom Hanks, nice guy.
Actually, yeah. He does seem like a genuinely nice guy.
Because there were pictures that surfaced a few years ago of him at a bar. Remember taking all those funny pictures?
That was like, fake, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, he actually did it. It was actually him at a bar, but the kids were pretending to be passed out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Like, it wasn't, like, Photoshopped. He actually did that as a prank online, and it blew up huge, but... And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow's calling out the wage disparity between the sexes in Hollywood, insisting that no one is worth the salary of her Iron Man co-star Robert Downey Jr. So she joins Patricia Arquette, Meryl Streep, Reese Witherspoon, among others, who have voiced their concerns about fair pay issues, basically saying that leading men continue to pick up these huge, huge paychecks compared to their female co-stars. So for Iron Man, Gwyneth Paltrow made $9 million. Aww. And for Robert Downey Jr., he raked in $80 million.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And But here's the thing nobody's mentioning. Robert Downey Jr., he did this for the Avengers as well. He said, listen, I know you're spending a lot of money on this kind of stuff. Save my salary. I'll take a percentage. So I'll become like a very small producer on this. So that's where he picks up his money. He picks up his money on the back end of everything.
Making good deals.
Right.
Yeah.
He picks up money on the percentage of the overall gross. That way they didn't say, all right, we're going to pay you $9 million and you 80, because you're a man. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Who's going to get paid $80 million for a film?
She tells Variety Magazine, your salary is a way to qualify what you are, what you're worth. If men are being paid a lot more for doing the same thing, it feels really shitty. Look, nobody is worth the money that Robert Downey Jr. is worth, but if I told you the disparity, you'd probably be surprised. And then, like I said, there's a lot of female actresses who are stepping up and saying,
nobody's
we don't
worth
get
$9
paid.
Million dollars to play the role you played, Pepper Potts.
Yeah. I mean, disparity between females and males is an ongoing debate. So, as far as pay goes,
that's the scoop.
Now, the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by Duraco Windows.
Built tough in Winnipeg for Winnipeg weather.
Call or click on duraco.ca for details.
Merging from lane to lane, bouncing from lane to lane. You see it all the time in traffic. This guy with some etiquette. Tips for etiquette.
Okay, so a subtle hint here. When someone turns their turn signal on saying they want the lane, you either slow down to let them in front of you, speed up to let them in behind you, but you do not match their speed so they can't get the lane they want. Good thing you're wearing the right color of sunglasses, you f***ing douchebag.
See that? Doesn't that just blow my mind? You know right away what kind of person you're dealing with when you signal to go and that person speeds up so you can't change lanes.
Yeah. Like,
wow, I know everything about you.
No, nobody passes me. Don't you know who I am?
I've never met you, but I know you. Yesterday, somebody called and was mad about people who slow down at train tracks because they're so bumpy. Boom, 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 boom.
Right.
Basically calling them pussies. So.
Yeah, this is for the tool that says you don't slow down for the railroad tracks. Man, you must drive a piece of shit because I drive a brand new truck and I got to slow down for all of them.
So. There are some of them around town that are, you know, you feel like you're going to lose your suspension on them. They're very, like, there's a sudden big bump when you go over the track.
I kind of, the ones down kind of in your hood, Rena, those are the ones that I find are kind of
bumpy.
Yeah.
Big time.
Kind of like on Fermor and Elizabeth, those areas.
Even like St. Mary's where it meets Fermor. Bad.
Yeah.
So Wheeler and I have become, you know, big time. Wheeler's a big time actor and I'm a big time narrator. So, you know, work outside of work, we do some things. And we accused Rena of not supporting our outside ventures. Mm-hmm. You know, so there, this guy figures Rena. How many times have you seen the movie Goon, Rena? Which Wheeler
Two.
Was in?
Twice. Which means one and a half?
Okay.
Well, it means
Rena.
Okay, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, I didn't mean to not let you finish.
Rena, what do you mean you've only seen Goon twice? What's wrong with you? You haven't lived unless you've watched it three times. So get on it, girl.
Get on it, girl. Three.
It's not the greatest movie. Sorry, Wheeler. But I mean, you have to, it's not your role that's not good. The movie itself is just not great. So
I didn't think it was that bad. Well, you're not exactly a sporty girl.
Yeah, well, they just make... I hate the way that they make Sean William Scott look like an idiot. He's a complete moron
in character.
That movie.
That's his character.
It's not a good character. It's weird. He's like...
You and I do agree on one thing. I thought the movie... I laughed hard at a few parts. I thought it was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But I do agree that that subtle thing where they make him almost seem like he's had his brain removed.
Right.
Like there's hockey. There's hockey simp guys who are simple hockey guys. They're the smartest guys in the world. Okay. But then there's like...
But they made him like such a big dumb enforcer. Like it seemed like just
like an insult to hockey players.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. Okay. The PAL. We've learned. We've been talking about it this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Closing down. Moving to another location.
Just heard that the Palomino Club is closing its doors for good.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be the worst news I've ever heard. Probably the worst news since 96 when the Jets left Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Bring back the PAL.
Why don't we have a rally at the Forks?
Well, listen, they're just moving. They're not moving to Phoenix. They're just moving downtown. It'll still be the PAL.
Okay.
It'll still be the same bartenders. It'll still have the same stench when you walk in.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Okay, good. Just
be
careful what you... We don't like change here
in
Winnipeg.
I know.
So be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap up with this one. Okay, a lot happened on yesterday's show on Wheeler about his flatulence and flatulence in general. Mm-hmm. Should it happen in the office?
I come from
place?
A long line of gassy people.
And it's healthy.
Thank you.
You should let it go. You shouldn't hold it in.
Listen, your motto is about farting is it's better to bear the shame than to bear the pain, Rena. You got to give her.
You got to go. You got
to
go.
I didn't tell Wheeler not to fart.
Yes,
people are misunderstanding.
I said
to step away when you fart out of respect for your coworkers.
She said she wants me to hold
it's
it
It's not fair that I have to smell the inside of your colon every day.
It's actually the inside of my intestines, not necessarily my colon.
I don't need to smell that, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a sign of, you know, respect. But
not really.
I don't get any.
Well, I think I don't respect you. That's the problem.
Exactly.
All right.
So nice.
Get her. Go get her.
92 City FM, world-class rock, Soundgarden, and Fell on Black Days. 821, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
12 is the high for today with rain. We're at 3 degrees right now.
Still
predominantly. Okay, bye, everybody. Toys for boys.
Okay, still, no. Toys for boys, that's still to come this morning, right now.
Right now, 204-780-CITY, CITI 2484. You are caller 92.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, what's your name?
I got through.
What's your name?
Corey.
Corey, how are you?
Good.
You sound excited.
Is this your first time through?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, congratulations.
All right, Corey. Now
Decision time.
Yeah, you know the deal. I'm going to tell everyone here. So Corey has her option of getting in for that $50,000 grand prize, including that $30,000 shopping spree at Adams Brothers. You can say, I'm in for that right now, or you can go inside the toy box and see if you can grab some instant prizing if you don't want to take a chance. What?
The grand prize.
Grand prize. All right. Now we got to find out what's inside the toy box.
$500 cash.
Nobody's gotten the cash yet. There was $500 cash in there, Corey.
Oh, I missed out on $500 cash.
I was telling her. Were you telling your husband?
No, my coworkers.
Oh.
But you be happy because now you have a shot at $50,000, all right?
I am so happy.
Very good. Congratulations. Don't hang up. Stay. Where do you work, by the way? You know what I'll say? Okay, that's fine. We'll leave you down there. He's playing hooky by playing radio contest.
You know, take the rest of the day off, Corey.
All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're officially in. We're going to do that party at the end, well, probably the beginning of November. So next month, down at Enns Brothers on Ladd. 92 City FM, world-class rock AC/DC. You shook me all night long. I'm still kind of reeling from that show. Was it 3 weeks ago now?
Almost,
it'll be 3 weeks ago tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hell of a show down at IG Field. 8:33. Wednesday morning, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena with the start of the NHL.
12 is the high for today. It looks like rain, maybe some thunderstorms. We're still at 3 degrees.
Still to come this morning, we've got the Blue and Gold Report. We'll talk some football. We've got stories we missed. Tomorrow, at this time, actually, tomorrow at this time, Olivia Garula, the Predator, female boxing champion, local girl. She's got a fight coming up later on
she's
in
gonna
October.
She's going to fight Wheeler in studio.
She's in studio to fight
what
Wheeler.
The hell? No, the first time I've lost to a woman.
No, she's going to be in studio. Yeah. So looking forward to chatting with her.
All right, Steel Panther coming to town next month. Burton Cummings Theater?
Yes.
Man, these guys are just a riot. For those that have not heard Steel Panther yet, you're missing out with songs like Asian Hooker and Human Power Tool. Like, these guys are a throwback glam metal band.
Satirical band.
Yeah. Who started off as a cover band singing funny songs, and then they actually started getting some people showing up to their shows, and they're doing pretty well for themselves. They're a whole lot of fun. They don't take themselves too seriously, and the whole concert is just one big party.
November 19th. Tickets are on sale now.
Giving away a pair right now. 204-780-CITY, CITY 2484. Who is this? Recognize Arena?
Kinda.
Wait till the lyrics kick in here. I'll give it like with the first bar of the lyrics.
This my soul.
All right, who is that? 204-780-CITY, CITY 2484. The correct answer, we'll get tickets to go see Steel Panther. Go ahead.
Mark Wahlberg?
Yes, but what was the name of the band?
Come on.
So I'm giving away tickets to Steel Panther. This band was Steel...
No.
I know it. I watched the movie.
No.
Good morning, City.
Hey, it's Steel Dragon.
Yes! Steel Dragon! From the movie Rockstar, played by Mark Wahlberg. Rena. He didn't actually sing on the album.
I like Stillwater's song better. I'm almost famous.
Jason Lee singing that one. What's your name on the phone, by the way? So what is it? All right, hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. You're off to see Steel Panther for one hell of a show at the Burton Cummings Theater next month. We'll have more tickets to give away tomorrow morning and Friday morning. 8:36 now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Raina. We'll let Steel Dragon from the movie. You still haven't seen Rockstar yet, have you?
No, I never seen it.
Next time you see it in a DVD bargain bin, buy it. 8:36 now. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Raina. About this yesterday, and I'd like to bring it back again a little bit here, just to get the later crowd in on it, because I'll give you the Reader's Digest version for those that have already heard this yesterday. But mold on food. If you see a little bit of mold on food, are you the type of person that goes, "Oh, I'll just hack that part off and eat the rest"? Because for me and Phil Aubrey and I agree, if there's mold on something, we're done. It's gone. See, the whole thing's going in the garbage.
I even go a step further. I'll smell that food, even if it doesn't. If I don't see mold, I'm always smelling cold cuts and milk. I'm kind of anal about that.
Now, Rena J, kind of on the other end of the spectrum, she's like, "Well, no, I can get away with that."
Yeah.
She'll give it a...
Just cut the mold off or scoop it out, and the rest is good to go.
Now, one thing that we kind of discovered yesterday is that it seems to be kind of a...
female thing?
No, I think it's more... I think it's kind of a nurtured over nature thing. Like, you kind of learn that in the household.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Guess, yeah.
That's how I grew up. Like, and we used to always, like... My dad worked at a gas station, so the milk was... Once it has the expiry date, we could take it home... to drink that milk.
Sure.
And it's still, the expiry date is kind of a suggestion. It's usually good for another couple days after that.
Yeah, milk, there's no fooling. If it's sour, you can tell if it's not sour.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah.
If it's a little lumpy, you just filter out the lumps and throw that away.
No, if it's lumpy, then milk, that's different. It's nothing worse than sour milk. You can't scrape the top off of that.
Yeah. So the question is, are you that type of human being that would just be like, "Meh, it's a little bit of mold, but tear on your chest."
Cut that right off. Because some guy called up and called us pussies yesterday.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? You don't eat the mold.
As you said yesterday, I eat insulation in my spare time. It's good for my belly.
Little dirt, little mold.
204-780-CITY, CITY 2484. What is your protocol in the household when there's mold on food? Listen, I know mold. If you have mold in your house, you're done for. Like, that's it. You got
a big
mold
problem. You got to get the bleach in there. You got to attack that mold.
Yeah. Bleach? No.
No?
I had mold, and I had a mold guy come to the house and inspect it for me this summer, and he said never, ever, ever put bleach on mold. He said, you're making a mild form of mustard gas when you're doing that. All you're doing is putting the spores into the air. It latches on, and it becomes airborne. He said, never, ever put bleach. And I was like, that's what I've always done my whole life.
Google's got to change that then. As soon as you Google search mold, bleach it.
Oh.
Morning.
Yeah.
No, I'm against that, man, because, well, you know what? I watched my grandfather eat the mold off of butter. Ew. I damn near got sick everywhere.
What is with that generation?
Eating the mold specifically?
Good. He ate it all. Like, we were out hunting, and I was like, you know what? I'm a farm kid, and you know what? Not a chance, man.
Get over here, son. We're having butter and mold sandwiches.
Ew.
Hello.
Hey, I just cut that out,
scoop it out, give her scoop the mold out. Nope. You're on board. Okay.
Now, see, though, there's certain foods, like, say, but like potatoes. My mother would always say, oh, the potato's starting to grow eyes. Because, you know, you'd start getting, like, the little mini tubes.
Yeah, that disgusts me, too.
So, they're like,
potatoes
some people that
smell
like,
really bad when they start going bad.
When they get liquefied, yuck.
Just all those eyes start growing off, and I feel like there's another planet in my basement in the laundry room. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
My granny always said, when in doubt, throw it out.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the specific example I gave yesterday was we were having pierogies for dinner, and so the sour cream, there's a little spore on the top of the ground. I'm like, hey, there's mold in there. And she goes, yeah, but just on that part, the rest of it's fine. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Right. It's just like, when in doubt, get a blood test. Hi, City.
When it burns.
Yes. Hello.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Hi.
I was always told with the milk, it's always best before, not bad after.
Always best before, not bad after.
No.
That's right.
No. It depends how it smells.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, that's the other thing, too. In my opinion, expiry dates are there for a reason.
What about on medication?
I was sick a couple weeks ago. Remember I had that cough really bad? And my cough syrup was 2 months past the expiry. And I was sick, and I didn't feel like leaving the house. And I looked at it, and I called Mom, and she's like, I don't know.
Mom,
and I did it.
But was it in pill form, or was it liquid form?
Liquid. It was the liquid cough syrup.
I don't know. For me, honestly, like I said, expiry dates are there for a reason. Date, if I look at milk, and even if it smells great, it's already in my brain. Nope, it expired yesterday. Garbage.
Really?
I'm serious. That's just it's expired.
Medicine, I know you're not supposed to, but I ignore
for
it.
For a little, a couple months, I'm
hello.
That.
Morning.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good.
We usually gather it all up and feed it to this guy named TJ that lives in our attic.
Good stuff.
Maybe trace his address. I don't think TJ's there by his own will.
Two more calls.
Hi.
Hey, is blue waffle considered mold?
Well, is it blueberry waffle?
No, it's blue waffle.
I don't understand.
I think it's a sex move.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's a sex move. I don't know why at this
point. I thought he meant if his Eggo waffles were blue. I'm like, maybe don't eat them.
Waffles don't go bad. They're in the freezer. They get freezer burnt. Yeah. Hello, City.
They get wrinkly.
Billy, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Good.
It's the Gunner. How are you guys
Gunner.
Doing?
The Gunner.
Yeah. Listen, I just phoned to say hi because you say I never phone, so I'm phoning to say hi to all you guys.
Appreciate it.
I hope you're having a great day.
Wonderful day. How's your day?
Thank you.
My day's going great. Like, I'm about to go get beer, so it's going to be really cool.
Gunner, man, I want to hang out with you more
Wait,
often.
Wait, what time is a liquor store open? Yeah. It's not open right now.
Listen, somebody's bound to leave their front door open.
It's Wednesday morning and Gunner's going to get beer. Damn it.
And now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World Class Rock.
Okay, so this Canadian guy, his name is Arthur McDonald. He is a retired professor from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, the former director of the Sudbury Neutrino Observation in Northern Ontario. Is a co-winner of the 2015 Nobel Prize in Physics for his work on tiny particles known as neutrinos.
Oh,
so
wow.
Congratulations. The Nobel Prize heading north of the border.
Attaboy, Artie. You know, it's been a while since Sean Avery has been in the news for being an asshole. Ever since he retired, we don't hear as much from him, which is actually a really good thing. But he was arrested last week, Mr. Avery, on two criminal charges. According to a report, He was arrested in by Southampton Village Police on Wednesday, September 30th, following a routine traffic stop. Avery was charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief and seventh-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance. Both are misdemeanors? Misdemeanors. Apparently, Avery was throwing objects at passing vehicles. So, like, are you 12 years old?
Yeah.
Ah-ha! I'm shot, Avery. Throwing stuff at your car.
I wish one of those people in those vehicles pull over, get out, and beat his ass.
Oh, yeah. Nikki Nine Door is next on
his talking. There's a bunch of kids here doing that last year on Bishop Grandin. Remember? They were throwing rocks at vehicles.
Jesus. Seemed dangerous, but the key word there, kids.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Sean Avery.
Children.
And he had some prescription drugs on him. He was released on bail. 35-year-old Sean Avery. In trouble with the law.
Burger King. They've got the new Halloween burger. I don't know if you guys have seen the commercials for
it. Yeah, I have.
It's basically the Whopper, but with a black bun. They say they use just 1% dye in the recipe. They're adding it to make it black for Halloween. Well, there's some side effects, and some people are happy about, some people aren't. But I guess it turns your poop bright green. And it doesn't go away for a couple days.
Like a dull green? Like a, well,
this is
like
neon green?
Like radioactive green?
I am not entirely sure on the color of green, and I have not Googled the pictures of the poop. But Twitter has blown up because people who are, eating the burgers are noticing the side effects. And it took 3 days for my poop to stop being green, but it was totally worth it at Burger King. Some people are saying, bring back the Black Whopper for St. Patty's Day.
Well, let's do an experiment here.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, we'll
leave it here. You go in the girls' washroom, leave it in there, and see what girl goes in there and screams.
Uh-oh.
Neon green or is it radioactive green?
Yeah. Or I'll just send you a picture of it, Rena. That'll be easier.
Oh.
Yeah?
We all have that buddy that who sends you pictures of his bowel movements.
Well, yeah. Listen, I can appreciate a nice Dairy Queen swirl, especially, right?
You know. Men are so weird.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Sending each other pictures of poo?
If it all stays in one kind of consistent, that's impressive.
I know. And then I love how you're trying to justify it just now.
Some guys will selfie themselves on the toilet. Mm-hmm. Look at me, I'm texting with you while I'm pooping.
Oh, I love FaceTiming while pooping.
Okay. You know that your girls don't do that?
No.
It's weird.
You never text while you're on the toilet, ever.
I don't text people pictures of myself on the toilet and say, haha, on the toilet.
You should try
it.
Or
take a picture of my poo that's in the toilet and send it to my friends and go, look how coily.
You're missing out.
Try it once, you'll enjoy it. 9:19 now.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live
weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.